The Democratic Alliance is pleased to have heard that the first batch of the Pfizer vaccines have arrived in the country this morning. We are pleased that now these vaccines will be going through quality control and soon will be dispatched to the provinces. However, before that is done, it is absolutely crucial that the minister takes this opportunity and this time that we have now until the 17th of May to update the country on South Africa's vaccine site readiness. The DA has thus far visited facilities in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Eastern Cape, and in Gauteng. And there are a number of issues that we are concerned about when we are looking at the mass vaccination, which is meant to begin at the beginning of this month. Some primary healthcare facilities in particular have often inadequate cold storage capacity, inadequate infrastructure and human resources capacity that will allow them to be able to have a full vaccination operation. A lot of them have the lack of security to be able to store vaccines. And more importantly, there seems to be a complete little to no communication on the way in which people can register to get vaccinated in all the communities that I have visited. Now, this will essentially be a big problem should people simply rock up at facilities without having registered, or should people not come to get vaccinated due to vaccine hesitancy. All of these things are all different elements that the health system needs to look at when you are looking at the readiness to undertake something of this magnitude. And that is why the minister needs to provide some kind of update on where we are in all corners of the country and all the primary healthcare facilities that will be rolling out this vaccine. Ultimately, we cannot afford to get this wrong. The Sisonke trial, which was meant to cover the various healthcare workers, has been all but extremely underwhelming. We cannot and cannot afford to have the same thing happen to the phase two of the vaccine rollout. And that is why we will be pushing for this with the minister as we resume parliament this week.